During the pandemic, did you have the credit limit slashed on some of your credit cards? Or maybe you even had the card account closed altogether. Nearly one in three credit card holders, tens of millions of people, saw that happen early this year. We talk about it with Matt Schultz. He's chief credit analyst at LendingTree.
Really, what it's about is banks managing risk in a really uncertain financial time. And mostly what we're seeing is dormant or little used credit cards being closed. And basically the idea is banks are looking at those cards and saying, if you weren't using them before the pandemic began, we certainly don't want you using them now when you may be looking at them as more of an emergency fund or kind of a financial safety net.
You recommend we don't just close our eyes, cross our fingers, and hope that someday the card companies are nice enough to reactivate those. You have to ask if you want it to happen. Do you think you'll have some success if you get in touch with them and say, hey, I want this card back in play?
I know you can have success with asking an issuer to reopen a card because I did it. I happened to have my second oldest card closed, and I gave a call to my issuer, and in about 2 weeks, I found the card had been reopened, and I was very happy to see that. I know that it may not be the easiest thing for people to do to call up their card issuer. It can be kind of intimidating and daunting, and I don't know specifically how good people's odds are of having it happen to them. But I know from my own experience that banks and card issuers can change their minds. So at minimum, it's worth making that phone call, giving it a shot.
As with so many things, being polite, sort of being patient and understanding, that can go a long way. In fact, probably improve your odds.
Yeah, absolutely. You may be angry about having your card closed, but taking it out on the customer service rep you're on the phone with isn't going to get you anywhere. So be nice. You need to be direct. You need to make sure they know what you're asking for and that you're not going to take no for an answer, but don't be a jerk about it either.
What if no matter how hard you try and no matter how polite you are, it just doesn't get done? What are your other options?
The good news is that you do have options. You can consider calling another credit card issuer for another card that you have and asking them to bump up your credit limit on that card in order to make up for what you lost on the closed card. You can also open a brand new card. It's not the ideal, and you have to make sure that you don't just use this new card as an excuse to go spend, but you do definitely have options. The most important thing to understand is that you have more power over your credit card issuer than you think you do. It's a competitive space. If you've been a good customer, they're going to want to keep you around. And if you are a good customer, you may even be able to get them to reverse field and reopen that credit card, but you won't know if you don't try.
LendingTree Chief Credit Analyst Matt Schultz on Skype. You can read more at WTOP.com. Search credit if you've had your credit limit slashed or maybe your card was shut down altogether. WTOP.com. Search credit for more information.